feels like. And that's what spirit's gonna use it for. I'm gonna give this spirit relationship a new purpose, so it won't be, because your purpose is making this pain. This purpose of judgment and this purpose of this person supposed to be acting out this script that they're not acting out, and you upset because they didn't give you the specialness you thought you deserved, and they're not taking care of your imaginary need. Sorry, that's what happens when you separate from the truth. But there is a way out of this. I am willing for your relationship to be used as a learning experience that points to the truth, which is that only you deserve love. And if you will place your relationship under my care, I will promise you that this relationship would not result in pain. If you just offer me your willingness, that's all you finally want. Woo! Okay? You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like sitting there going, whoa!
Wow.
I had an aha, by the way.
Yes. What's your
yes, the where you're saying that to keep how you keep busy,
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
that you will never hear
mm-hmm.
the voice if you stay busy all the time.
Yeah, you can't hear your inner voice if you're busy all the time.
So you really don't want it. That would then, if you looked within, you'd see what was. You were afraid of it, kind of.
Well, of course, if you went within, you would ask yourself the question, where do I really go for protection? It's like, I know you think you go to your boss, your job, to society, to your bank account, to your saving account, making sure you got your savings in your account. You know, he said, I know you go to all those things that you think that you're supposed to be going to your hospitalization insurance. He said, but behind all of that, where do you really go for protection? He said, that's the core question that when it's asked moves you toward awakening. Where do I really go for love? Where do I know where I think I need to go, you know, which is to have that big old $100,000 in the bank, and that's cool, that's fun, and some of us are going to have those kind of experiences, even though that's not necessary to be happy. Some of us are going to be happy with those kind of experiences, some of us are going to be happy without those kind of experiences, because the name of the game is the happy game. You know, so anyway, what we just heard tonight was, no matter what relationship you've chosen and who you've singled out, if you are willing to only experience peace and joy in that relationship, then it can be used as a learning experience that points to the truth, which is that you really deserve to be loved, and that's all you are, and that's all you deserve. Your relationships can be used for that purpose if we're willing. So it's not a question of time, it's a question of willingness. How long it takes for you to have the peace and happiness that you're looking for, it has nothing to do with months and days and years. It has to do with how willing are you to have it now.
And a relationship can also lead you to the same end, even though it ends. Yes?
All relationships will change form. Any form that any relationship in, it has to change in order to stay alive. What we create are tombs. T-O-M-B. Tombs. Yeah. We take a really alive relationship between two really alive beings, and we dump them into this form full of all these rules and regulations and limitations that we made up. And then the spirit of the relationship dies because there's no more room to grow. And then all of a sudden you become two bodies who have lived together under the same roof for years and years and years, and you're celebrating how long your bodies have been there.
So there's no room in the tomb, huh?
There's no room in the tomb. So a person who's loving each, and there are many people who are loving each other more and more every day, and their relationship grows stronger and stronger every day, and their relationship is more satisfying and fulfilling every day. But those are always people who either consciously or subconsciously have chosen to use their relationships as learning experiences that point to the truth. And then every day they'll be more turned on than the day before. And if something does come up between them, you know what they're going to do? They're going to identify that as a trick to separate them as soon as possible, and then just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Wow.
You go, there's been a lot of love going on between us the last few weeks. We've been getting really, really doing great. Now here we come trying to come up with some... Let's not fall for it. And you can get to that point on the spiritual path. You go, we're getting ready to argue. Oh, okay, this is just a trick to make me think I can't be happy in this moment. And we don't have to fall for it. We can deal with whatever this issue is without attack.
Mm-hmm.
The issue gets handled. It's not being in denial, but we sure don't have to attack each other through the healing process. And your love will get so strong, and it'll feel so good. This could be friendship as well as lovers. It'll be so good that you'll become less and less willing to be away from that feeling. You'll be less and less willing to be away from that feeling. You will be less and less willing to be away from that feeling. You go, ooh, I was feeling really, really good. Ooh, I feel like crap. Ooh, I don't want to be away from that good feeling. I want to get back to that good feeling. Okay, let's settle this real quick because I want to get back to that good feeling.
Yeah.
So you'll be less and less willing to accept anything except love and feelings.
Uh-huh.
That's how you can tell when you're beginning to love yourself. When you begin to love yourself, you won't be able to have the patience that you used to have with not feeling good. You will find yourself getting more irritated at first, even faster than you used to, because now you know it don't have to be this way. That's why you're like, oh, but you used to go, well, that's just life. You know, now you might go, wait a minute, I shouldn't be something I hate to do all day long.
Yeah.
So now the job is really bugging me. See, that's a sign that your spiritual power is reawakening. When your spiritual power is reawakening, you're less able to handle minor intrusions of discomfort. At first. So if you're at that stage, don't condemn yourself. The motor is running again.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna stop here.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, thank you, whatever said that to me. Thank you, whoever that was. Thank you, whoever that was. I'm glad it uses my body, I'll tell you that. I'm glad it uses my body.
I am too. I'm
glad of that.
It was good.
Glad
of
that. When we do the love offering, I really want you to, well, I want to ask you to take a second to hear, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you sharing financially with me. I do this full time in the world. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to give you all the biggest test that any Course in Miracles students have ever had. I want to blast you with so much love and so much innocence that it takes all you got just to show up.
That was awesome.
That was some of the most loving stuff I ever heard. And every time I hear it differently. It's like new every time. So Sunday at 1:00, we're going to meet again. Those of you who like to have tapes, CDs of the class, it's $5. Just leave that and put your name and phone number and the date of the class, and then I make it and I bring it back to the next class. I've been listening to this stuff more. It's been blowing my mind. You know, it's like, wow. I couldn't even believe I said all that stuff that I forgot.
We're blown away too.
I'm like, I listen back to those CDs and it just blows my mind sometimes.
I just had an email today from Tony, who was in our class, who's now in Jackson, Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Guess what it said? I miss Earl. She said, there are no Course in Miracles classes or anything here. So I'm trying to do it on my own, but I miss Earl.
Yeah.
Well,
CDs. Huh? Oh, that's, she has some, but that's what I told her. How about some more CDs?
Close your eyes and just kind of see if you can just let the feeling and the sound.